This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As negotiations continue between congressional Democrats and Republicans to reopen the government, U.S. President Trump resolutely demanded wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border, which Democrat lawmakers rejected. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if President Trump has been trying to negotiate with Democrats about ways to break the stalemate.
The White House and a number of administration officials have been in regular contact with Democrats. The president has sat down with Democrats a number of times. He's listened to things that they specifically said they wanted. He put them in his proposal.
Has he done anything since Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi?
The president's made a number of calls with people on the Hill as of people on his team.
At the Capitol, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Kentucky Republican, promised votes Thursday on Mr. Trump's proposals contained in a 1,200-page bill unveiled by Republicans. The Senate will also vote on a Democratic proposal. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports that the attorney for a suspected U.S. spy detained in Russia says his client was given classified information.
The lawyer for an American man, Paul Whelan, who's been held in Moscow on suspicion of spying, says his client was given a flash drive containing Russian state secrets before he was arrested, but he did not know he had them and had not looked at them. Whelan, a former U.S. Marine, was detained in Moscow at the end of December and has made his first public appearance in a Moscow court to hear the appeal of his arrest.
AP's Charles De La Desma. The new national intelligence strategy outlined Tuesday comes as the government remain shut down. In it, it details how U.S. intelligence agencies are strategizing over the next 4 years while dealing with more chaotic world, a rapidly changing technology, a weakening of the Western-led international order, and persistent worries over uncertain funding. This is VOA News. Even though it's still unclear if President Trump will be officially invited to give his State of the Union address inside the House chamber, the White House is planning a rehearsal at that location anyway. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
An inside source says the White House has emailed the House Sergeant at Arms asking for a walkthrough, getting ready for a January 29th address to the nation before a joint session of Congress. It's upping the ante against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who suggested last week that the president delay the speech, with the government in a shutdown and government security workers going unpaid. That touched off a furor, Florida Senator Rick Scott.
He needs to do it. He needs to do it at the House.
And there were offers from some GOP-led states to hold the speech at their Capitol buildings. If House Speaker Pelosi actually denies President Trump access, the White House is preparing some alternative locations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Tuesday, as he previewed a visit this month from the Chinese vice premier, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow, when discussing trade talks, said that China's economy has been slumping. He said that could be attributed to the tariffs imposed on China by the Trump administration, but things don't have to stay that way.
If you open up your economy and let Americans come in, we will have a huge flood of export sales across the board, whether it's energy or agriculture or industry or you name it. And that will actually benefit the Chinese economy just as it will benefit the American economy. But the barriers have to be eliminated. The reciprocity has to be there. The unfairness has to be changed. So I think these talks actually could wind up helping China.
Last week, Kudlow said that the United States and China were making progress on trade negotiations, but reaching a deal would take time. The Chinese Vice Premier Liu He will visit the United States on January 30th and 31st. Teachers in Los Angeles reached a tentative deal with school officials Tuesday that would end a week-long strike in the nation's second-largest school district. Los Angeles Teachers Union President Alex Caputo-Pearl says teachers will be back on the job Wednesday.
Our members, after a strike that began on Monday, January 14th, are going to be heading back to school to the students that they love and the classrooms that they love and the schools that they love and are committed to.
About 30,000 teachers in Los Angeles Unified School District walked out of the job January 14th, demanding higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more support staff. The deal would include a 6% pay hike and a commitment to reduce class size over 4 years. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.